Could you explain how this machine works briefly?
Yes. A person's voice is recorded on a tape recorder. The tape is run through the PSE. The charts are made at a slower speed, and we're looking for absence of waveform to determine distress in a person's voice. We always see stress. We're looking for the distress.
PSE stands for what?
Psychological Stress Evaluator.
And that's what this machine does?
Yes.
All right, yesterday we had a chance, you had a chance to ask me several questions.
That's
and you
correct.
Were analyzing whether I was telling you the truth or not.
That's correct.
Would you go over those for us?
Yes. The first little interview we had, first question was, do you like working with Marion Hartley? And you said yes. Evidently you do. Are we in New York? You said yes, and we are.
Now, why did you switch those things? The first question, the first little graph over here is from Marion Hartley. Do I like
That's
working
correct.
With her? And the second one is, are we in New York? Why the two totally opposites?
Any relevant question. The relevant questions concerning the people you work with. And we needed something in between to see the difference in the level of stress
okay.
as you answer the question.
All right, third question.
Third question is, do you like working with Bob Saget? And evidently, you said no, and you don't believe that answer yourself.
That's this one right here.
That's correct. Okay. Number four, are you wearing brown loafers? And you were wearing brown loafers. You said yes. Do the critics bother you? And you said yes.
That's here.
Right?
Yeah.
And it shows very minute stress. So this is the biggest problem in the whole chart. Bob Saget.
Okay.
Are you wearing a necktie?
That's the fourth one. That's
okay.
this one.
Number six.
Yeah.
Or six. Okay. And number seven, do you like liverwurst and cheese? Now, I pulled a fast one on you here. I didn't let you know I was going to ask that question. You notice the small cycles? That's a gross change. It's very different than everything else. You hesitated before you answered me, and this was a total surprise to you. So
okay.
it caused some feelings to be displayed. And the last one was, are you wearing a watch? Now, you
Which
knew the
you.
Number of questions,
yep.
so we saw that you knew the answer.
All right.
We did this again.
Yeah, just for the thing about do critics
yes.
bother me? And this time I answered.
You said, this time, you said no. And definitely shows that you didn't believe that answer. So.
Now, you have brought with you several clips dealing with the Irangate Contra affair. The first one is Edwin Meese on who knew about the diversion of funds to the Contras. Would you explain that one?
Yes.
Is that on here? It's on tape there.
The only persons in the United States government that knew precisely about this, the only person was Lieutenant Colonel North. CIA Director Casey, Secretary of State Shultz, Secretary of Defense Weinberger, myself, the other members of the NSC, none of us knew.
Would you say
this? All right.
Okay, what we're looking for is a uniformity of cycles, but I want to comment to one thing. Attorney General Meese is repeating what was told to him. So,
what's your conclusion in what he was saying?
Well, this here is where he's hesitating before he makes the next statement to be careful what he says. I see a lot of stress when we get down here to other people in the government. Also, when he talks about Colonel North, there's no problem. But when we get to Admiral Poindexter, I think that he has little reservations
okay.
of what was told to him.
Let's go to the next one. We have a clip now of Vice President George Bush.
And I was not aware of, and I oppose, any diversion of funds, any ransom payments, or any circumvention of the will of the Congress, or the law of the United States of America.
Your conclusion?
Well, out of all the clips or all the tapes that I did, Mr. Bush seems to be more upset than anyone else.
Okay, let's try one more. We have President Reagan on whether he traded arms for hostages, the clip.
The charge has been made that the United States has shipped weapons to Iran as ransom payment for the release of American hostages in Lebanon. That the United States undercut its allies and secretly violated American policy against trafficking with terrorists. Those charges are utterly false.
Your conclusion?
Well, the president is very upset when we talk about ransom payments. Also, very upset when we talk about undercutting policy in there. Allies And when he talks about these charges being utterly false, I don't see anything where he says utterly false, but he is upset with the word charges.
And Mike Kretz, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.